Hey everybody, it's Dude coming to you with another segment of Deep Dude. Wanted to go ahead and bring you some music for this Memorial Day weekend, some newer releases by our classic rock artists you can enjoy cranking this weekend while you're having your fun with family, friends, having some barbecues, maybe going to a few fun events around town while honoring those vets and everyone that has served for us. So I'm just going to run down the list and hopefully you want to check a few of these out. We'll go over the stuff that's come out real recent, a couple live releases that's come out here early part of 2018, Foreigner live with the 21st Century Orchestra, good album, the symphony piece added to Foreigner's hits, really, hit off really well, thought it was a solid album. The two songs I'd recommend to listen to that you can really hear the difference is Say You Will, and that was Yesterday. Another good live release that came out this year was Bad Company live at Red Rocks. The two tracks I recommend to listen on this one is Live for the Music, and then a rarity, in my opinion, is Electric Land, which sounded great. Plus, it's neat. It's nice to see that they're kind of back playing that, since some of the members of the band really aren't very fond of that song, nor the album it came off of. Some of the other ones to look at that came out last year, they're still fairly fresh. Styx, The Mission, their newest studio album, and I recommend definitely crank Gone, Gone, Gone. And then their other, and then the other track on there, Radio Silence. But really, that whole album is just solid. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, Jeff Lynne's ELO live at Wembley. I have to recommend the two, my two favorite songs by ELO, Evil Woman and Don't Bring Me Down. They do it. They honor both. Both are just really well done. Another one is Huey Lewis and the News. They came out with a new collection called Collected, and thing I think it's a little different about this one is it has some unique stuff from when he's done, some other projects with Strokeland, Superland, Clover, but back in the day before he, Huey Lewis and the News, and then also his work with American Express. Couple tracks I recommend to crank on this one is Clover, Streets of London, and then Power of Love. They have the long version and remix from the 80s on there. Kind of interesting to listen to because you kind of hear a few of the segments they used in the Back to the Future movies. Plus, some of the alternative, tracks you may have heard here and there that they've played, whether you first listened to it back in that day or you've heard segments and other things that it's been used in, even like news segments, stuff like that. Kind of an interesting track to listen to. Foo Fighters, Concrete and Gold, solid album. No one, obviously knew they were working on it. Dave Grohl kind of kept it a secret. I recommend the two tracks that are being played the most, Run and The Sky is a Neighborhood. Both way solid. Took me a while to get, warm up to Run, but now I really love that track. And the whole album is pretty darn good. And then 2017, also to kind of wrap up what else came out last year, Cheap Trick, We're All Right. They've been cranking out a lot of new music lately. And the first couple tracks off that album, You Got It Going On and Long Time Coming, both just extremely solid. So enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully these are some good recommendations for you. There's also some other artists that came out with some new music as well. I may have not included on this list, like John Mellencamp and a few others. So, get online and go check those out as well. Till next time, this is the Dude saying, happy Memorial Day weekend and rock on.